Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. I'm honored to be in company of Jim Broadbent, protagonist of Roger Mitchell's The Duke. How the competition here? Welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you.
So, how much did you know about Kempton Mountain, this Robin Hood story?
I didn't know anything about it. I think it rang a very, very vague bell in my head when it came through, and I read the script. But no, it was a surprise. I mean, which is strange because I was in 1961. I was 11 years old, and it was obviously a big story in the press at the time. But I think it had been forgotten completely. But even though it had obviously been headline news at the time,
it
came fresh to me. I didn't know it.
In the film, that was the reality, but he's portrayed, yes, as a very idealistic man, a Robin Hood in a way, but at the same time, at home, he feels like a child.
He's just forward-thinking, you know. He would like a lot of the democratic process to open up and make everyone equal, but he's an unreconstructed chauvinist himself, you know, and he treats his wife fairly appallingly, expects her to go out to work and in the most menial jobs, and he doesn't mind getting the sack on principle from various jobs. I mean, he lost lots and lots of jobs. In the film, you see him getting the sack a couple of times, but that was his way. He'd go and get a job, and he'd behave badly, mouth off too much, and lose the job. But was also a good man, and he had his heart in the right place and wanted to do the right thing. So it was interesting playing the character to get someone who had those two sides. You know, he was fairly appalling and rude and difficult, but also he was above all kind. And he wanted the best for people. So it's a good place to start building a character to play. You know, when you've got those contradictions.
Yeah, I love what this comedy does. You know, it gives you this very solid sense of connection between people that he has. He has a very solid idea of this, and sometimes we forget about that. So by laughing, entertaining ourselves, we tend to appreciate this simple thing that we forget a lot about.
Yes, I think kindness is the sort of thing that is his defining characteristic. If he's unkind, he's not aware of it. But if he's conscious, it's kind, and he would like everyone to be happy and live together happily.
What kind of a journey was for you this character? I mean, do you accept roles like this because you think that you sort of learn something from your character? Do you think that that's
I think it was. I mean, to a great extent, we shot it chronologically. Certainly, the last bit we shot was the trial, so we built towards the trial. So we had, and it was something of a. Obviously, I'd read the script endlessly and learned it, but it was something of a revelation actually filming the trial and how he behaved in the trial and how he won over the jury and how he treated, how that played in the filming of it was quite moving actually and quite revealing of the character in itself. In playing it, I realised who he was to a degree. It's a good part of the journey.
There's a funny thing. Italians are mentioned a lot in the film. Why is that? Would you think that in that field time Italians were perceived as the only one responsible for for stealing?
Yes, I didn't write it, so I'm not quite sure, but I've heard it because there was the Italians, some Italian thieves had stolen something from the Louvre just previously, a year before, or on the anniversary of when the Goya was stolen. So the police, I think, jumped, certainly in the writer's imagination, the police jumped to the conclusion that it must have been a highly organized professional gang of thieves who they didn't think existed in Britain. So they jumped to the conclusion that it had to have been someone other. They certainly didn't think it would be Kempton Bunton. He was the last option that they had for accusing anyone.
Do you think that, as Kempton Bunton says, we're alone, we're just a brick, and we have to connect, to build you know.
We're just a brick, and you get a few bricks together, you get a building. But on one brick, on your own, you're nothing. And that whole piece, I am you, and you are me, and we are without each other, we're nothing. And it's I think that's always been true, but it's just more true now and more necessary to understand now than it ever has been in our lifetime. You know, certainly globally, we're all in the same predicament. The pandemic has been extraordinary in that way, and we do need each other, and we need to respect each other in order to get through it. So there's a relevance now to the story that there actually wasn't. We finished filming 2 weeks before lockdown.
Wow.
So it was, we were very lucky.
Yeah, how does it feel to be here sharing this film with our cinema family, as I like to call it?
That's wonderful. That's really, it's a privilege, and we're very lucky to have got this chance to be here and to show the film, because I mean, there's a terrible feeling across the industry, you know, and theatre and everything. Everyone's had projects waiting to be realised and give birth to, and not been possible. So we're really very lucky, and not underestimate what wonderful it has been. We're given this opportunity, and it's great that for cinema that Venice is going on. It's a great vote for the positivity of cinema and how necessary it is. We're lucky.
Thank you so much, Jim Broadbent, for being here with us and talk about The Duke by Roger Michell, screening here out of competition, the 77th Venice International Film Festival. I'm Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.